Good evening and welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be listening to jazz interpretations of one of Hollywood's most prominent scorers in the mid-20th century. It's the Victor Young Songbook, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Davis performing Victor Young's composition Stella by Starlight, Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, the same group that would go on to record Kind of Blue a year later from the 1958 sessions. We're playing the music of bandleader and composer of film score Victor Young on this edition of Nightlights. Young received more than 20 Oscar nominations in the course of his career, and he scored films such as Shane, Three Coins in the Fountain, Around the World in 80 Days, and For Whom the Bell Tolls. His music also became a bountiful source for jazz musicians. The melodies for Stella by Starlight, Ghost of a Chance, When I Fall in Love, and many others came from his pen. Young was born in Chicago in 1901, but he actually grew up in Poland, where he became a very successful concert violinist as a teenager. He moved back to the U.S. after the outbreak of World War I and eventually got into pop music after conducting orchestras in movie theaters. For a while, he played violin with Ben Pollock's orchestra while Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller were in it, and by the late 1920s, he'd begun to write songs, including Sweet Sue and Lord, You Made the Night Too Long, which was later re-recorded by both Louis Prima and Barbara Streisand as Sam, You Made the Pants Too Long, with the lyric change courtesy of Milton Berle. In 1931, Young moved to New York City, where he became heavily involved in radio work, accompanying, among others, Al Jolson. And in 1935, he went out to California, where he formed his own orchestra and began to do composing, arranging, and scoring work for the movies. We're going to start off with a song that Young wrote for the 1949 film Samson and Delilah. Here's a 1954 recording of it from trumpeter Clifford Brown and drummer Max Roach, Delilah on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
pianist Lenny Tristano doing Victor Young's Ghost of a Chance, backed there by Lee Konitz on alto sax, Gene Ramey on bass, and Art Taylor on drums, from Tristano, the new Tristano, on Atlantic. Before that, we heard trumpeter Clifford Brown and drummer Max Roach doing Victor Young's Delilah, written for the 1949 movie Samson and Delilah, with Harold Land on tenor sax, George Morrow on bass, and Richie Powell on piano, from the 1955 album Clifford Brown and Max Roach. We'll hear Frank Sinatra in this next set doing the title tune from one of the last movies that Victor Young ever scored, the 1956 film Around the World in 80 Days. Sinatra's longtime collaborator, arranger Nelson Riddle, got one of his most important breaks when Victor Young gave him a job in 1949 writing arrangements for the radio show The Carnation Hour. Riddle's biographer Peter Levinson described Young as beloved for his warm and amusing personality, and also noted his fondness for cigars and his skills as a casino player. We'll also hear an Eric Dolphy solo performance of Young's Love Me. First, here's Art Farmer doing Victor Young's Street of Dreams on Nightlights.
Thank you. I've searched for you. I traveled on when hope was gone to keep a rendezvous. I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow you'd look at me and I would see the smile you're smiling now. It might have been in County Down or in New York, in gay Paris, or even London town. No more will I go all around the world, for I have found my world in you.
Yeah.
Eric Dolphy with a solo alto saxophone performance of Victor Young's Love Me. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra doing the title song from the movie Around the World in 80 Days, the melody written by Victor Young that comes from the 1957 album Come Fly With Me. And Art Farmer started us off with Victor Young's Street of Dreams from the 1962 album Listen to Art Farmer and the Orchestra. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to the Victor Young Songbook on Nightlights. We're playing the music of bandleader and composer of film score Victor Young on this edition of Nightlights. Young, in addition to providing so many songs that became jazz classics, also heavily influenced Henry Mancini, who certainly left his imprint on the films of the 1950s and 1960s. The lyricist Young worked with included Ned Washington, Eddie Heyman, and Sammy Kahn. With his ever-present cigar in mouth, he looked more like a gangster from Chicago than the soulful musician he was, according to songwriter Jack Lawrence. Our next Victor Young composition comes from the only film ever based on a story by J.D. Salinger, the reclusive author of Catcher in the Rye. In the late 1940s, Salinger sold the rights to his short story Uncle Wiggily in Connecticut, which Hollywood made into a movie called My Foolish Heart, starring Dana Andrews. Salinger hated the film and refused thereafter to sell movie rights to any of his fiction. The title theme of the film was written by Victor Young. Here's Bill Evans, who included several Young compositions in his working book, with My Foolish Heart from Waltz for Debbie. Thank you. Victor Young's Beautiful Love, and we also heard My Foolish Heart, both of those performed by the classic Bill Evans Trio, Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. Beautiful Love from the 1961 LP Explorations, and My Foolish Heart, a live recording from the 1961 LP Waltz for Debbie. Although Victor Young was married, he had a passionate involvement with the smoky-voiced jazz singer Lee Wiley, and she followed him when he moved to California in the mid-1930s, and according to some sources, she spurned career opportunities for herself in order to stay close to Young. Here's her recording of Young's 100 Years from Today, done in 1957, a year after Victor Young died.
Save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist John Coltrane and alto saxophonist Cannonball Adderley doing Victor Young's You're a Weaver of Dreams from the album Cannonball Adderley Quintet in Chicago. Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums, recorded in 1959. For that, Lee Wiley doing 100 Years from Today, again the melody written by Victor Young, recorded in 1957 from the album A Touch of the Blues with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra. Victor Young, who had a lifelong reputation as a workaholic, died of a cerebral hemorrhage in 1956 while working at home on the score for the movie China Gate. We'll conclude the Victor Young songbook with Betty Roche, who started out as a band singer with Duke Ellington in the 1940s, doing Victor Young's When I Fall in Love, preceded by the Ellington Band itself in 1945, featuring Lawrence Brown on trombone, doing Young's Love Letters on Nightlights.
I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. Thank you. this world like this is. Love is ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses seem to cool the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely. Or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you.
Betty Roche doing Victor Young's When I Fall in Love from Singin' and Swingin'. Before that, we heard Duke Ellington doing Victor Young's Love Letters from The Treasury Show's Volume 2. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Our website is at nightlights.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.